Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get it, y'all.
Tell me why they all hating on me. Cause it's God over money on my whole team. I bang out like Yeshua is my OG. And I don't really know how to be low-key. Logo on my chest like what it do. We them followers of Christ, tell me what it do. And if you're not one, we can still kick it. But I might preach to you, I'm just being real with it. Christ said you gotta love them when they front too. Your love measured by the hate you can love through. And if Christ at the cross for the same ones and put him there and died for his killers, he can love you. He the boss, I be on my J-O. The way I do it, got a maiming in my halo. The truth hurt, but it do work. Until you met him, you can never know your true worth. I keep it 100, and some of y'all love it. Some of y'all don't, but I ain't finna change nothing. G-O-M, we gon' keep it coming. If it's hating, you the only one that does it. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. You get no hate back. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. Cause all the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Came with a flaw, I'm finna see the light. I was raised in the dark, but he came for the loss. And he paid on the cross. I'm a servant of the king, and I bang for the cause. You say you ain't a Christian, alright, cool. And you can't rock with it, cause it's not true. But game rock red, Snoop rock blue. You ain't never bang in your life, but you got two. Just saying, y'all be acting funny though. First I'm a hater, cause I'm broke and my money low. Find out I made a couple hundred on a low. Now they like so, I thought it was God over money though. Hate it when I'm paid, hate it when I'm broke. They hating on my faith, hating on my folk. See them drown in the middle of the ocean. When you pull up, they be hating on your boat. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. You get no hate back. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. Cause all the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater.
First things first, I'm blessed, boy. Hard to stress when you dress like Metroid. All up in the armor, stunting on a hater like, you won't see this logo on my chest, boy. You already know though, Bumpy get to snapping like a photo on my click click. We the misfits that the spit swift, something like where them Indians would live. Intense. More than music than your amusement. Knew that before we get formed a union with the boy in Houston. Yeah, I never doubted what the law was doing. With me or biz, I just grab my sword and with the war to prove it. This platform that we're using, mask on. Evolution is that strong, the illusion is passed on. Where the youth is, I'm back drawing a blueprint. So any hater but God to get mashed on.
Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't get no hate back. You get no hate back. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't get no hate back. Cause all the hating in the world won't make me a hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater.
Won't make me a hater. Yeah. Amen, amen. What's up, y'all? What's up? This is the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Prayer Line. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost. I thank God for each and every one of you that have had the pleasure to tune in tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We are going to have a blessed time in the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every last one of you. Hallelujah. Out there on tonight. Amen. We pray for those that are on their way about to call in. Praise God. Amen. We're going to go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, first of all, we want to come before your throne, Lord, to tell you thank you. Thank you, Lord, for our life. Thank you, Lord, for our health. Thank you, Lord, for our strength. Thank you, Lord, for the many blessings you continue to bestow on each and every last one of us, Lord. Lord, we bind it. We rebuke it, Lord. We cast away the work of the enemy on tonight, the work that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word, the work that's trying to prohibit us from prospering in your name. Lord, we bind it on tonight. We rebuke it on tonight. Hallelujah. We cast it away on tonight. Commanded to leave the line. Hallelujah. On tonight. And Lord, we thank you right now. Hallelujah. Revelation knowledge. We thank you for your answers. We thank you, Lord, for your comfort. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your salvation. We thank you, Lord, for your healing. Oh, we thank you for your prosperity. Glory to God. We just thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness, for your mercies, for your graces that are renewed every day, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah, Lord. We glorify your name. You are truly, truly worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God tonight. And amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Why? Because he's worthy. Hallelujah. To be praised. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Because he's worthy to be magnified. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Because he's worthy to be lifted up on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We need to remember tonight, amen, that all things are working together. Hallelujah for our good on tonight. Bless the name of the Lord. We thank God. Hallelujah for each one of you who have called in, each one of you who have tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. You know what it is. This is the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost. Praise God. Later on in the broadcast, my brother is going to come through, amen, with a word from the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we thank God for each and every last one of you. Hallelujah. On tonight. Amen. Tonight, we're coming out of the King James on tonight. We're going back to Mark 11. This is our new theme verse, in case you haven't figured it out. Praise God. We're going back to Mark 11. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're going to be starting at verses 22 through 26. Glory to God on tonight. Amen. Out of the King James, it reads, "And Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you," glory to God, "what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye have received them, and ye shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive, if ye ought against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses." Hallelujah on tonight. May the Lord have a blessing for the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word on tonight. Glory to God. I want to just a second. And we want to look at the last two on tonight. It says, "And when ye stand praying, forgive." Glory to God. Hallelujah. I need to stop right there because it's a comma. That means I have to pause. Glory to God. "And when ye stand praying, forgive." Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, this is the thing. Glory to God. Some people might say out there, "Well, Elder, I've been listening since y'all was the revival that just won't stop. I've been praying. Glory to God. And I've been believing." Hallelujah. Praise God. But God has not worked the miracle that I have been asking God for in my life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And some of us might be wondering, "I don't understand, Elder. What is the problem? What am I not doing? Hallelujah. Why has not God opened up the windows of heaven like you and Apostle have been promising? Hallelujah. For almost 5 months now. Why, hallelujah, has God not made my crooked path straight? Why he has not opened up doors that no man can close? Why? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I hear the testimonies on the line. I'm prophesying to somebody tonight. I'm all up in your business. Glory to God. And I hear the testimonies on the line that people are getting blessed. Hallelujah. That souls are being delivered. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That addictions are on the verge of being broken. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. So why? Why has not that happened for me? Praise God. Hallelujah. Could it be we leaving out the last two verses? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Forgive. Praise God. I believe the New Living Translation says if you hold a grudge against somebody, if you still mad about something, forgive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The King James, amen, says hallelujah. Amen. Praise God, hallelujah. When you stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any. It don't matter who it is. Bless the name of the Lord, hallelujah. Because we quick to forgive the ones we love. Glory to God on tonight. Can I talk to you on tonight? We quick to forgive the ones that we love. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But what about our enemies? Jesus said it like this. He said we have to pray for our enemies. We have to love those and pray for those who spitefully use us. When we get hit on the right cheek, we got to turn to the left cheek. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we have to forgive that person that abused us or molested us as a child. We have to forgive that person, hallelujah, that took our innocence away. We have to forgive them. Why do we? Hallelujah, praise God. Jesus, Yahshua tells us, praise God, in verse number 26, but if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. Glory to God. He said, if you don't forgive, I won't forgive you. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord wants me to send this message to somebody listening to the sound of my voice on tonight. The thing that's holding up your blessing, the thing that's holding up your breakthrough, the thing that's holding up your miracle, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, is your unforgiveness. Glory to God, hallelujah. You will never move forward until you can get that unforgiveness out of your heart. You can never move forward till you get that unforgiveness out of your soul. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen on tonight. Praise God. Jesus Yahshua is telling us, amen, praise God, you can have what you ask for, but you got to follow these steps. You got to first believe that you got it. Glory to God. And then you got to forgive. Hallelujah, amen. Those that have sinned against you, those that have hurt your feelings, those that have made you cry. Praise God, hallelujah. I want to stop, but the Lord say this. Praise God. Psalms 100, amen, tells us, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the way of the scornful. Praise God. See, when it comes to forgiveness, we have to do what the word of God tells us to do when it comes to forgiveness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We got to forgive those who have sinned against us so that we will forgive it. See, the world will tell you an eye for an eye, and they'll tell you that's in the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But Jesus, when he came, he said, I know that you have been told that it was written. But what do I say? God, I call that an amendment. God amended, hallelujah, the law. Praise God. His amendment was the old thing said, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. The old thing said, hate those who hate you. Praise God. What the old thing said. Glory to God, hallelujah. But the new thing, say the thing. thing. Hallelujah. Praise because we got to pray for those. We don't need to speak. We got to still love them. We got to still now, praise God, your forgiveness does not relinquish them of the responsibility of whatever they've done. What it does is guarantee your forgiveness. Glory to God on tonight. It guarantees your forgiveness. Amen. Tonight. When we come for the throne of glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, man, having a little difficulties on my end. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. But when we come before the throne of grace tonight, we need to come with that attitude of forgiveness. We need to forgive those who have sinned against us so that we can be forgiven of our sins. We're not innocent. We done done some things, too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We done cheated. We done lied. We done backstabbed. We've been clubbing. We've been drinking. We've been drunk. We've been high. We done cussed somebody out. We might not have done it lately. Glory to God. We have done it. And the Bible says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, shall he also reap. Praise God. So we need that of those who have sinned against us so that God will forgive us. So as I open up the phone lines tonight, let's come with that attitude of forgiveness. The phone lines are open. Do we have a testimony? Do we have a prayer request on tonight? Bless God. Any testimonies or any prayer requests on tonight? Hallelujah.
Hello, can you guys hear me?
Now we can't.
Yeah, praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. This is Linda from out of Lancaster, California. I have a praise report. I want to thank the Lord for who he is. I want to thank the Lord for waking me and keeping me through another day. I want to thank the Lord for his many, many provisions and his blessings he provides for me on each and every day. I want to thank the Lord for the shelter he provided me for in, for keeping my utilities paid, clothes on my back, food in my stomach. I just want to glorify the Lord and praise him for who he is. He's worthy to be praised. I just want to lift him up and let him know that I appreciate him and I love him. I want to thank him for each and everyone on the prayer line. I want to thank him for the prayer line, that we have an avenue where we could go and hear his word, that we could learn of him, and that we could apply our life according to his will. I want to thank the Lord for Pastor Corey for taking the time to share the word with us and educate us on the word. I want to thank you, Brother Andre, for your time and effort for educating us also. I just want to praise the Lord and thank the Lord for who he is. I want to thank him for his mercy, his grace, and his salvation. I want to thank him for healing my son Giovanni, Lord Jesus, and delivering the bipolar and alcoholism, and thanking him for his protection that he saw upon his kid life. I just want to praise him and thank him for who he is. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. We thank God for that testimony on today. Praise God. Truly, God is good. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Do we have another one on tonight? Anybody else with a testimony, praise God, or a prayer request? Hallelujah on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, we just thank God and we praise his name on today. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every last one of you who have called in and tuned in on today. Hallelujah. Amen. And we probably have some people on the way. Praise God. Amen. But God is still good. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the word of God is still, praise God, going to go forth. Praise the name of the Lord, O Tank. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace. Amen.
Amen.
And then I'm gonna introduce. Amen. Then I'm gonna introduce the speaker. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then we're gonna have a selection. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on today, just for allowing us to come into your presence, just for your healing, Lord, just for waking us up this morning. Lord, this is on our way, Lord. You didn't have to do the things that you've done in our lives, but you did. Lord, we thank you on tonight that all things, all things are working together for the good of those that love you and are called according to your purpose, Lord. We just want to praise your holy name. We just want to magnify you on tonight. Lord, you are truly worthy to be praised. You're truly worthy to be magnified. You're truly worthy to be lifted up. Lord, we ask that you touch the man of God on tonight. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. I speak into his situation right now that peace be still. Glory to God. And Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. We thank God for each and every person out there that has called in, everybody out there, hallelujah, who has tuned in. In case you don't know what you're listening to, glory to God, hallelujah. This is, hallelujah, amen, the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide, hallelujah, prayer line, the number one prayer line in the world. Praise God, hallelujah. And we invite you to call in here every afternoon, every night, hallelujah, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Glory to God, hallelujah. The anointing of God is here. Glory to God. I'm going to say that again. The anointing of God is here. Glory to God. I'm going to say this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I feel the Spirit of the Lord saying, glory to God. Hallelujah. Some of us need to, some people out there playing with God. We know who they are. Glory to God. They playing with God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. The Lord says some people are treating them in the wrong way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We got to start reverencing God and put him in his place. That's who he is. And that's God of all gods. None other beside him. Glory to God, hallelujah. We need to start treating God, hallelujah, like we used to treat our wives when we first fell in love, like we used to treat our husbands when we first fell in love. Glory to God, hallelujah. We have been neglecting God. Glory to God. It might be somebody, not necessarily a caller. Remember, we on the airwaves. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It might be somebody out there listening on Blog Talk Radio. And maybe he might be out there on YouTube. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Maybe God is talking to you right now. Maybe God is telling you, you need to quit neglecting God. Reverence him. Put him first in your life. Quit treating him like a sugar daddy. Glory to God. You know how you treat a sugar daddy. You only go by, hallelujah, to say hi and I to pick up what you want, break them off a little something so you can get what you want from them. Hallelujah, then you out the door. They say that's how we've been treating God. We've been treating God like that, glory to God. We've been coming to the church house. We've been coming to the prayer line. Glory to God, we've been tuning in on Blog Talk. We've been tuning in on YouTube, glory to God. We just getting what we want out of God. And once we get what we want, glory to God, we gone. Hallelujah. Once we get what we want out of God, glory to God, we ain't come back to the next visit. God say, I am not a sugar daddy. I'm not your side piece.
Amen.
Glory to God, hallelujah. God say, I'm your main thing. I'm your only thing, glory to God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. I don't know who this is for. Hallelujah. Like I say, you might be on YouTube or Blog Talk. Hallelujah. But God say, amen, I'm not no sugar daddy. Don't be coming getting the good. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because hallelujah, amen. Those of you that used to have sugar daddies and sugar mamas, don't forget, when they get fed up, hallelujah. What R. Kelly say, when the woman's fed up, and you can do about it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you was fed up, it ain't nothing you can do about it. When God gets fed up, it ain't nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We better start reverencing God. We better start putting God first. We better start putting God where he belongs. Quit using God. I'm going to leave it alone tonight.
Amen.
Glory to God. That just hit my spirit, Lord. Say somebody out there, this is hallelujah. This ain't just come. God is not a genie.
Amen.
God is not Santa Claus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. When we just rub him, and he just give us whatever we want. Glory to God. There are some requirements. Glory to God. We got to start living right. We got to start doing right. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You just don't serve me with your mouth. You serve me with your actions.
Amen.
Glory to God on tonight. We thank God on
thank
tonight.
You,
amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, I had to release that into the atmosphere. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We getting ready to break the bread of life on tonight. We are getting ready to hear the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. If we have so many times before, glory to God, the man of God is going to come through. Hallelujah. And bring forth a word directly from the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, who am I talking about? I am talking about my brother. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All the way on the West Coast. I'm down here I'm down south. Hallelujah, down here in Arlington by way of H-Town. I'm an H-Town representative, baby. Don't forget it. Hallelujah, praise God. But the West Coast is most definitely in the house on tonight. They most definitely representing on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah, amen. All the way from Long Beach, California. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah, amen. On fire for God. Praise God, getting ready to bring forth a dynamic word as he always has. Hallelujah, amen, is my brother. Hallelujah, amen, the holy apostle himself, Eldon A. Curry, immediately following this next election. Praise God, we will be in the hands of the man of God. Look, I know some of us going through right now, but I want you to know, brother Davis, they love you, glory to God.
In this world
Come on, give God a praise. Amen. Come on, bless the Lord, everybody, right now. Amen. Better days
Hallelujah.
Are coming. Amen.
Amen.
We may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. It's the morning time, man. But hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout for morning time. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Is it just us on the line, or just the three of us, or can you tell if there's more?
I can't tell right now, but we're going to roll with what we got. We're going to roll with who's ever on right now, because I believe that.
Okay, amen.
That God initiate people. He put people in right places. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And
hallelujah.
So we're just going to bless the Lord right now. And thank God right now. Somebody give God another shout of praise. Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Man. Giving honor to him on tonight. Honor to my dear brother, Elder Andre. Amen.
Bless you, my brother.
Thank God for him on tonight. And everybody that's under the sound of my voice. Amen.
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 Praise God on tonight, hallelujah.
Wait till after I'm saying. Wait till. Okay, go out.
Amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your patience tonight.
Hallelujah.
Bear with me tonight.
Thank you,
God. God is a good God anyhow. Amen. I want to try to get this word out as quick as possible. So we're going to Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10, verse 34.
Matthew chapter 10, verse 34.
Yes, man of God. And I might need you to do some reading for me tonight. Can't find my.
Hey, glasses. Man, I'm good. I can do that. I'm at the room. I can do that. I got you.
Matthew chapter 10. How many know that God will give you truth that will bring separation even amongst the closest of acquaintances? Hallelujah. Sour, nothing is guaranteed but him. I don't know if y'all can hear me.
Bless God. Hallelujah.
He the only one that said, I will never leave. Not forsake you. Amen. So now that truth now is bringing separation. And it's also going to bring affiliation, but it's going to also, you don't know where nobody stands until the truth comes.
Come on now.
You think the truth is peace, but the truth is actually a sword. And a sword cut. And a sword divide. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, it
but
does.
But I want to
look
at tonight, Matthew 10, begins with verse 34 to 30. Well, actually, we're going to go to, hallelujah, we're going to go all the way to 37.
Amen.
Amen. When everybody gets there, shout amen.
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 Let's do this. You can start reading.
Amen. You say read all the way to 37?
Yeah.
All right, I got you.
That's all the way to 37.
Think not that I have come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, the daughter against her mother-in-law, against his mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
Amen.
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 We do bless the word of the Lord tonight. Amen. I want to go back up to verse 34. I want to talk about the power of the sword. The power of the sword. Isn't it funny how when Yahshua comes out in verse 34, he says, "Think not that I have come to bring peace." He didn't come to bring peace because he is peace. Comes in the deception of peace. Come on here, somebody. That's why we can't be fooled by his appearance. We can't be fooled by his smile. We can't be fooled by any of his tricks, because the reality is, he says, "I come to steal, kill, and destroy." And so the enemy comes, but he comes with a false peace. Come on here, somebody. Because everything is peaceful until the sword hits. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Everything seems good until the sword hits. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then the enemy himself he come trick us into believing that he really won't peace, when his main agenda is to cause chaos and confusion. Now Yahshua keeping it real, he said, "I didn't come to bring peace, I came to bring a sword. I came to divide. I came to see who on my side." Come on here, somebody. Isn't it funny that for the last couple of nights, Yahshua been talking about who's on his side? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Because
everybody talking about they on the Lord's side, but then when the rubber meet the road, we find out that everybody that's saying they on the Lord's side ain't really on the Lord's side. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on, preacher.
Because our mouth can say
amen,
then our actions can say another. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Yahshua said, "You honor me with your mouth, but your heart." Come on here, somebody. it ain't your mouth, it's your heart.
It's far from it.
And how many of you know that the mouth will always tell off on the heart? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
That's right. That's right. Facts.
Thanking God tonight. Amen. I'm telling everybody, amen. If they leave, let them leave. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Abraham had to get rid of Lot. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because they had came into a place of strife. Come on. They was both blessed, but they couldn't be in the same house. They couldn't be around each other. Why? It was just too much tension. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy. Suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. Amen. I believe Hebrews 4 and 12 says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Come on here, somebody. How many of you know that a two-edged sword means that you're going to get cut trying to even pick up the sword? Come on here, somebody. That is sharp at both ends, which means you can't touch it without getting cut. Come on, God, hallelujah. Pick the word up because we don't want to get cut ourselves. Glory to God. We want to cut, but we don't want to get cut. How many know it don't work like that? Glory to God. If you pick it up, it's going to cut you. But the thing is that whatever is cut, God is able to heal. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I wish somebody would give him a praise.
Hallelujah.
Right, if you are bold enough to pick it up and get cut, I'm the healer, glory to God. I'm going to heal you getting cut. Don't worry about it. It's going to be all right. Because I am the God that will heal his feet. I wish somebody would give him praise for his healing power. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The word is a healer. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
and
it
is. And so Yahshua saying that he is a sword. Come on, he said, I come to bring a sword. I come to cut. I come to separate. I come to bring variance. I come to bring a difference. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Everybody can
hallelujah.
Walk. Can talk. But when it comes down to walking the walk, that's when the cut begins. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. When it comes down to doing the word, that's where the cut begins. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. See, we don't know what you're about until the truth come out. Hallelujah. If you get offended in the truth, then now we know how deep the cut is. I wish somebody would give God a praise right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The word is bringing a deep separation. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, it is.
He said, boy, I have come to turn. I have come to turn. So when did the turning begin? When a person don't want to accept the truth for what it is. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I don't know if you're familiar with that song, I See Your True Color Shining Through. Don't be afraid to let it show.
Let
I
it
see
show.
Your true color.
Your true color.
On the double
come on
you see people true colors come out. Come on here, somebody. So they're not gonna like the real truth. Come on here, somebody. That's why people run to different pastors, glory to God, that tell them what they want to hear because they got itching ears. Come on here, somebody. The ears is itching to hear something that's going to comply with what they want to believe in.
Oh, God, hallelujah.
That the Lord is bringing a sword. Come on here, somebody. Somebody praise God for the sword tonight.
Thank the Lord for the sword.
God. Tell somebody tonight that the sword is coming.
There's a sword
coming. The sword is coming.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Glory. Glory,
and
glory.
That the power of the sword is able to turn a man against his father. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then a daughter against her mother. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because the sword, amen, is now saying that we're going to have to put some actions with what we believe. Come on here, somebody. We can no longer just be hearers. God said, who is going to do my word? Who is going to put my word into action? Who is going to be the one that says, Lord, I am here to do whatever you want me to do. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We might come to the place,
thank you,
beloved, where blood would no longer be thicker than water. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We say blood is thicker than water, but God says, I got the kind of truth that'll separate blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Isn't it awesome that
God
got the kind of truth that can separate blood, come on here, somebody, from water? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Mm.
You get ready to see a whole lot of fallout. Come on here, beloved. Hallelujah. I got to speak what God wants me to speak. Hallelujah. You're going to see a whole lot of fallout because people going to begin to show their true colors. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then the good thing is that when separation takes place, God is going to also bring some connections together. God is going to bring some Holy Ghost hookups together through his word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
God want to bring some Holy Ghost hookups together. God want to bring some relationships that can say that nobody will be able to separate us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give him a praise offering. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then the Bible says that a man's enemy will be the members of his own household. Can you believe that, beloved?
Lord,
the enemy
mercy.
Will be on the outside. It's going to be on the inside. Come on here, somebody.
Oh, Lord.
So you can't take anything for granted. So whatever God shows you, please take attention to it. Please be mindful of it because the enemy is so trickery and deceitful that he just looking for a body. Come on here, somebody. Any body would do.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all didn't catch that.
Yes.
Can y'all still hear me tonight?
Amen.
Yes, amen. I'm telling you, beloved, the enemy is looking for any body that he can get into.
Nah.
It makes no difference to him who the body is. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm, hallelujah. Mm.
And so God is saying to us, stay alert. I don't know why I'm hearing that song about what's his name. Stay woke. Who sang that song?
What's up?
I can't think of it. That song, Stay Woke.
I don't know.
But anyway, we got to stay woke, child of God. We can't afford to sleep in this house. Because we got a professional thief that is looking to steal anything he can from us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he'll use anybody to steal it from you. Amen. But you got to stay alert and stay woke. Hallelujah. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
But we're in the last days because everybody seems to be being affected by what's going on. Hallelujah. CeeLo. All of them saying, CeeLo is one of the things that. But you know what? He was trying to send a message out to us. And I don't know if we caught the message, but we need to catch the message tonight. Stay woke. So that the enemy is not able to pull the wool over your eyes. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because we're in the land that we need God. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to God tonight. Amen, amen. I'm just about finished. I'm wrapping it up right now. Amen. I just want to encourage somebody, amen, that in spite of everything, God's still with us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And the only somebody that never promised to leave us was him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But we're going to ride it out.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because we believe God. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, in this hour, glory to God, don't be fooled by false peace. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I said, don't be fooled by false peace. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The only real peace that we have is in the Holy Ghost. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And if you ain't got the Holy Ghost, you ain't got no peace. Come on here, somebody. Because he's the only one that can give us peace in this hour. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, hold on tight to your Holy Ghost friend because he's the one that's going to give you peace. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the midst of a storm. So right now, neighbor, I'm about to wrap this up. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Somebody give him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't be moved by how people lead the truth. Amen. God says, amen. Just look at it like this, the power of the sword. Come on here, somebody. Amen. He didn't come to bring peace. He came to bring separation. He came to separate the wheat from the tares. He came to separate the holy from the unholy. He came to separate the godly from the ungodly. He came to separate the liar from the truth. He came to separate, hallelujah, those who love him from those who say they love him. Somebody give God the praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I'm done.
Hallelujah.
I'm done tonight, beloved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm done.
Hallelujah.
Come on here, Lord, and get some of this. Hallelujah. While the anointing of God is still flowing.
Pastor Corey.
Yes.
Hello? That's Corey. This is Linda. Before you leave the line. Yeah, before you leave the line, could I get you to pray for Giovanni?
Okay.
He's struggling with some, with a situation.
Okay. Amen. You want me to pray for him right now?
I would have greatly appreciated it.
Father,
he's struggling with a court issue.
Amen. Father, I pray that you work the court issue out, Father. Thank you for intervention right now. Thank you, God, thank you right now for going before him, Lord. Hallelujah. But Lord, hallelujah, help him to give his life to you, God. Hallelujah. Help him to trust you with everything, Lord. Hallelujah. To say that we are in your hands, God. Hallelujah. And we thank you that your hands are the only hands we can trust. We give you praise, God, and we give you glory, and we give you honor on tonight. I ask you, Father, to keep him covered through your blood, Lord God, hallelujah, and to help him to know, Lord, that you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And we honor you tonight, God, in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. We bless your name, O God, and we thank you, God, hallelujah. That they continue to keep us together for your name's sake. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah to your great name, God. Let us get a praise report. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on in.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word on tonight. Hallelujah. Don't be fooled. Hallelujah. By false peace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't be fooled. Hallelujah. By false peace on tonight. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
False peace. False peace. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Bible says, hallelujah, amen, beware of the false prophets. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A prophet ain't always somebody that's prophesying. Hallelujah. I look at that like, praise God, beware of people claiming to be a child of God. Hallelujah, and they not. And he said, how we going to know? Not by what they say. Hallelujah, they will be known by their fruits. What is a fruit? A fruit is produce. So we will know the false prophets by what they produce. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God. What are we producing in our lives, praise God, that show we are what we say we are? Glory to God. Hallelujah. What are we producing? Amen. That shows, amen, that we are children of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he said he came to divide. Hallelujah. I didn't come to bring peace. Our doctrine is going to divide some people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because they ain't going to want to do what I tell them to do. They ain't going to want to follow my word. But I told them if they love me, they would keep my commandments. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word on tonight. We're not going to be fooled by the false peace. Remember, the Antichrist is supposed to come and bring us some peace. Glory to God. He's supposed to bring us peace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many of you know there's some Antichrist in our lives? Glory to God. We wait for the one big, the big Antichrist. Glory to God. To be Antichrist is anti-word. Christ is the word. Glory to God. When you go against the word, you are anti-Christ. Glory to God. We got some anti-Christ in our household. Glory to God. All we can do is pray for them. Hallelujah. Amen. Pray that they repent. Hallelujah. Of their sins. Pray that they find the right path. Pray that they quit using God. No wonder God started out talking about using him. He ain't no sugar daddy. God said, I ain't one to play with. You're not going to just use me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God on tonight. We thank God for the word. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus said, I come to bring a sword. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I come to divide households. Hallelujah. Praise God. Relationships. They used to be your best friend. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That used to be your boo thing. Hallelujah. Amen. That used to be your wingman. Hallelujah. That used to be your girl until God came into your life. Now you ain't the same as they did. You still the same. Somewhere. Oh, God. The Lord said that again. If you can still go club hopping, if you can still go to the strip club and make it rain, if you can still go to room 313 every Thursday night, hallelujah, with your boo thing, why your spouse at the house, if you can still do these things, something wrong.
Mm.
Glory to God, hallelujah. You shouldn't even want to associate with somebody. You shouldn't want to post with nobody that will want you to cheat. Hallelujah on your spouse. Praise God, your friends, a family member to God. You shouldn't want that in your life if you truly a child of God, because that could get you sent to hell. I'm going to tell you a story.
Amen.
I don't know why the Lord said tell you, but it was a bishop right here in Dallas. I'm in Arlington, but Dallas, I can drive to Dallas in about 15 minutes, glory to God. Hallelujah, amen. Right here in Dallas, the bishop was out there. Hallelujah. We don't know. Praise God, hallelujah. That he was there. He got out of family. He got a wife. He got children. But the bishop was found dead in the hotel. You don't want to be found dead in your sin. Glory to God. How many Tyler Perry movies you gotta watch before you change your life? That's a serious. I've seen so many people watch all these Tyler Perry movies. You see all these people cheating, lying, backsliding, and backbiting. You see the result of the end, and yet we go back to our lives living them the same. Glory to God. How many sermons you gotta hear? How many times you got to turn on the TV and see the news and see how many people got killed in the first 5 minutes? How long? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Will you keep, amen, denying, hallelujah, the word of God? How long? Bless the name of the Lord. We thank God for the word all night. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody out there that called in, everybody that tuned in. Hallelujah. We thank God for those of you on YouTube. We finally got it to go through tonight. Hey, man, I got to watch the playback. Make sure it runs smoothly. I don't know. Hallelujah. With this technology and this Wi-Fi stuff, I don't know. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. On tonight. Amen. God, once again, for the word of God on tonight. That own time word.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for it on tonight. We thank God for every last person that called in and tuned in. Hallelujah. We want to remind you we will be back tomorrow night, same time. Hallelujah. 5 p.m. Pacific. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 5 p.m. Pacific. Amen. 7 p.m. Central. Amen. And 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be back on the line. Praise God. Hallelujah. With another message from the word. I mean, from another word from God. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to remind you to sow your seed. Those of you that are partnered with the ministry, hallelujah, sow your seed into the ministry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Those that are sowing are being blessed. Glory to God. In some way, shape, form, or fashion. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you what the enemy is doing to those of you that are sowing. The enemy is telling you, amen, it was a coincidence that this happened. This was going to happen anyway, glory to God. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar. So, hallelujah, the seed is unlocking things in each and every last one of our lives. I see it. Glory to God. They was giving us the runaround about something, praise God. Hallelujah. Then I sowed the seed, glory to God. And they called us the next morning. We got it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. God, amen, is doing what he said he would do as long as we are obedient to the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm gonna say this. Some people say they members of churches. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But they never gave an offering, never gave a tithe, never planted a seed in the church, but they go every Sunday. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I'm not saying, now don't take this the wrong way, but you can't be a member of no other group in the world, no other club. Hallelujah. Praise God. And not pay no kind of membership fee. Hallelujah. Praise God. Stay with me real quick. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm finna turn it back over. We finna close out. But every other organization in the world requires you to pay some kind of membership fee. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when we come to church, amen, we say the word is free. We get it for free. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But I'm using the church building as an example. We don't ask how the lights stay on. We don't complain. We don't ask how we got the padded seating. Hallelujah. We don't ask about the air condition, the instruments. Hallelujah. Amen. The choir robes. Hallelujah. Amen. The carpet, the building itself, the rent. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I told him this before on the other line. Was on praise. Hallelujah. Y'all don't ask how the bill gets paid. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. Don't get me wrong. God don't provide it. But are you doing your part?
Amen.
And you told us to lock up. You're sticking the key in the door and turning, unlocking it. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we thank God for everybody partnering with the ministry. We thank God for each and every last one of you. Hallelujah. Amen. God is going to continuously bless you. Amen. Praise God.
Yes,
as he said he would. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Amen. That false peace, we got to watch out for. Hallelujah. Watch out for these false people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. These actors, they playing a role. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They playing a role. Hallelujah. And they good at that role they playing. Bless the name of the Lord. We thank God for each and every person that called in and tuned in on tonight. We'll be back tomorrow night. Make sure you call in and tune in. Thank God for those of you out there on YouTube. We thank God for each and every last one of you on tonight. We truly hope that you have been blessed. Those of you on Blog Talk Radio, we thank God for you. Hallelujah. And, of course, everybody that called in on the line on tonight, we thank God for you. Amen. I'm about to turn it back over into the hands of my brother. Amen. And he is going to go ahead and give the final announcement and his benediction. Bless the name of the Lord. It's back in your hands, man of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord, man of God. Peace and blessings unto you. Amen. Amen. So I want to pray a special blessing over everyone's seed also. Amen. Those who are sowing seed, who have already sown, the harvest is on the way. Manifestation is on the way. You remember when the enemy really starts cutting up, that's when something big is coming. Amen. Thank you, Lord. When the devil starts fighting you the most, amen, get ready to brag and boast, because God's going to show up and show out on your coast. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Remember, ain't nobody mad but the devil. Amen. Everybody glad. All
nobody
the
mad
glad.
But the devil.
Amen. Because he know he ain't got nothing coming. See, when you know you ain't got nothing coming, you be mad. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I mean that the enemy ain't got nothing coming.
Amen.
Ain't nothing coming from
Amen.
Him. Ain't no blessing with his name on it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Amen. So we do believe God tonight and thank God on tonight. Is there anyone that needs to be saved on tonight? I feel with the Holy Ghost tonight.
Excuse me, what did you say?
I said, is there anyone
Pastor,
that
what did you say?
Needs? Can you hear me now?
No, I can't hear you. Hello?
Can anybody else hear me?
Amen.
amen on tonight. So I'm going to go ahead and close it out with prayer. Father, we thank you and we praise you on tonight for what our ears have heard and for what our eyes have seen. We thank you for all things, for you are the awesome God. You are the all-knowing God. You are the God that speaks and everything falls into place. We thank you on tonight, Father, and we give your name the praise, glory, and the honor. For there is none besides thee, O God. So we thank you tonight. What I say unto one?
I said to one.
I say unto all.
I said to all. Watch.
Amen. Watch.
Hello?
And pray.
Watch.
Can you hear me?
And pray.
And pray.
Yes,
and
watch
holy.
And pray. And live holy.
And every day.
Every day.
Say neighbors.
Neighbor.
I love you.
I love you.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
If you believe that,
hallelujah.
Father, shout and praise, hallelujah. Come on and bless the name of Yahshua. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory
hallelujah,
to God.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
You are now dismissed.
Thank you,
until
Jesus.
Tomorrow night, go with God and may the Lord, Yahshua HaMashiach, go with you. Amen. Peace and blessings unto you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Listen, when a person becomes a believer, their spirit is made right. But sometimes the heart realm, the soul realm, the mind realm is a little slow getting the message because life has left a hole in it due to molestation, low self-esteem, abuse. But I came to tell you that God has come to heal the hole in your soul. My sister Leandria is going to help me with this story. Take your time, sister. Sing it for somebody.
Deliver me.
Rescue me from myself.
All I seem to do is hurt me.
Anybody overthink a lot? Overthink a lot. That hurts you.
Hurt me.
That's right. Now let's take it up and cry out. Say. Yes, sir.
Deliver me.
Take your time.
Because all I seem to do is hurt me.
Anybody out there got that message?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hurt me.
We should be finishing it, but I need you to just say it one more time.
Yeah.
Background. Say it again. Hold up.
Come on now. Yeah. Hello.
Rescue me from myself, from my overthinking.
From
that's
myself.
Right. Now let's take it up, choir. Let's take it up. We're singing this for somebody. Get down on your knees and just say. If my people who are called by my name, would you sometimes get back down on your knees and pray and say, anybody got to go out and have a witness out there? Anybody need deliverance from yourself, from your overthinking? All right, this is it. I'm going to let you take it out, Leandria. Go ahead.